This is KGMI Connects with Joe Tian, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com.
Well, good Thursday afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us for our Open Lines program, and I hope you join us for our conversation. I mean, with your take on whatever issue you want to discuss. 360-676-5464 is our phone number. So you got an hour to get on the air and, like I said, express yourself. And real quick, I saw this story, and you probably have too, about these burglars got into this in Los Angeles. It's a money storage facility in the San Fernando Valley. Stole $30 million. $30 million in cash. I was wondering, I saw that story and I thought, how much would that weigh? How much? $30 million in cash sounds like a whole lot of money. And, well, of course, it is a lot of money, but a lot of paper, you know? So I went to the handy dandy, you can find stuff on the internet, the money weight calculator, and you can plug in $30 million. Let's see. First of all, just in $100 bills, it would weigh, a manageable 661 pounds. So what's that? About a third of a ton, roughly. A little less, I guess, than a third of a ton. That's just if it's all $100 bills. If it's all 50s, it would weigh, 1,322 pounds. So getting close to 3/4 of a ton. About two thirds of a ton, I guess. $20 bills, if it's all 20s, it's well over a ton. 3,300 pounds, 1.653 tons. And this was all money that I guess is where they gather and store and count cash from businesses and stuff. So it's all, and it was run by an armored car company. So you got to think it's all different denominations, what have you. So the higher number is probably more accurate as far as how much it would weigh. But how did these sneaky burglars get in there and steal that much money? Maybe an inside job, you got to think. But just an interesting little tidbit as we get rolling here on a Thursday. And as I said, we want to hear from you, whatever's on your mind. And let's start with our friend Doug in Bellingham. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. What's on your mind today?
Before I get to what I wanted to speak about, okay. As far as I'm concerned, $30 million is a deadly delusion. It's not going to solve anybody's problems. In fact, what I have found is money exacerbates problems. It makes addictive living attractive, and it actually kills people. That money is a drug that actually kills people. So $30 million is going to do nothing more than kill the people who stole it.
Yeah. I mean, you think about it. What would they – obviously, it was it couldn't have been one person, one individual, and it had to be a group of people. And what were they going to use this for? What's their long-term plan? How are they going to use this much money? You can't exactly just walk into a place and buy expensive stuff with cash in most cases, can you? I mean, without raising some eyebrows? I don't know.
I once took a small pile of paper money and burned it to ash.
Wow. Okay.
And what I realized was the entire money system is a delusion. It disconnects us from the truth of how things really work. For instance, the reason the climate crisis is happening is because money disconnects us from the reality of how how creation works, how the environment works. And it's one of the reasons that greed is one of the seven deadly sins, is because it disconnects us from how things truly work.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but money is a way that human beings have found they can regulate their interactions, I guess, or value their interactions, which it seems there needs to be something there. You know what I'm saying? Is there an alternative way? I remember reading a novel a long time ago. I don't know if it was an Ursula Le Guin novel, about a people. It was a science fiction novel about a people who didn't own anything. And it was pretty interesting, just as she delved further and further into that concept. But ultimately, when we work for someone, or when, you know, we give our labor for someone or some entity, don't we deserve something in return? And it's not practical to say, okay, I'll pay you in food, or I'll pay you in some other concrete need, rather than here's the means to go out and buy that, you know. You get what I'm trying to say?
As we start crying our tears out, the reason we chase after money is because of uncried tears. Essentially, the entire money system, it represents both individual and communal uncried tears. We're in pain, so we're not connected to our authentic self. A religious person would say our soul. Somebody who's not a religious person would say my heart or my inner child. We're disconnected from our souls, from our inner child. And so we chase after things like money and property because we're disconnected from our true self. Money and property is all uncried tears. All individual and communally, it's uncried tears. And the more we cry our tears out and connect with our authentic self, the more pure, healthy giving and receiving becomes the norm, because human beings are made to live heart-to-heart, direct heart-to-heart connection. And anytime you're sick, I'm sick. And if I'm sick, you're sick. So money and property gets in the way of that direct communication of, if you're sick, I'm sick. And if I'm sick, you're sick. That's the way we're made.
Yeah, but if I come to your aid and help you to, say I'm a doctor and I have the knowledge to help make you unsick, don't I deserve some kind of some kind of compensation for that, something back in return? Or what would you do to repay someone that way? I mean, wait till they get sick? Or, we get lost in all this. But
when everybody is living from their heart every morning, and this is what the Age of World Peace will look like. The Age of World Peace will look like this. Everybody will get up in the morning and do the labor that they love doing, and everybody will be giving. So, like, if somebody loves playing music, somebody will get up and they'll walk around playing music for people. And somebody who loves growing food will get up and they'll grow food and they'll give the food away. And somebody who loves building houses will get up and they'll build houses and they give the houses away. Everybody will be doing the labor they love doing and then giving it to other people.
But don't you think that it's a reality that there are some people who, what they enjoy doing is hurting others and or manipulating others, or, you know what I mean? I mean, some people just seem to get the kicks that way.
That's uncried tears. Anybody who's doing that is in a state of uncried tears.
Okay. Well, I'm not saying that it's good, but and as far as tears, as far as crying, is that a release, or is that just a symptom of the negative or the hurtful or the painful feelings that you have inside? Is it just a symptom of that, or is it actually a release? I think the way you express it, it sounds like you think it's a release.
Yes, we're all born innocent. That is, we're all born wanting to cooperate with each other. That's the way we're born. We're made that way. We're born that way. We're born innocent, wanting to help each other, cooperate with each other. And anytime we get traumatized, and trauma can be anything like from being circumcised to hit to screamed at to injured in any form, we develop fear triggers. And if the tears aren't cried out, then the fear triggers overwhelm our lives and we become paranoid. And it's only when we release the tears, and spiritually speaking, the way this used to, well, it's still being done now, is abstaining from any addictive process, whether it's a sex addiction or a food addiction or a nicotine addiction, and letting the tears out. Okay. Because all the addictions are uncried tears.
All right, Doug. Well, I appreciate your thoughts getting us rolling here on this Thursday. Maybe kick that around a little bit. Maybe try crying some of those tears. And I'm not being facetious here, but thanks, Doug. Let's go to Bruce in Bellingham. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, I'd like to comment quickly about the war in southern Gaza and Fatah or Fafah, whatever it is, that area.
Uh-huh.
You know, Biden called Netanyahu today, and I don't know what exactly it was about. I mean, in particular, I know it was about the war there. But to me, if I was Joe Biden, it seems the answer to the war seems simple. I mean, all you got to do is Hamas has got to surrender. They've got to return all the hostages. They've got to abide by the laws. There was a ceasefire agreement recently here that Hamas declined on it. But now they want Netanyahu to make them feel better. Hamas is like a spoiled child to me, a spoiled thug who went around and killed people, and now they want their way for it. It's ridiculous.
Well, it is unfortunate, the situation there, but then caught in the middle, obviously, are these millions of civilians who are suffering. And it seems that a ceasefire, we've got, aid workers that were killed by an Israeli airstrike, and now that organization has stopped bringing aid into Gaza, and it's a human tragedy, that's for sure.
Yeah, it could be argued that, you know, these civilian deaths are caused by Hamas. I mean, gee whiz. You can't do an act like they did in October and expect nothing to be done from it. That's insane.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I think you're right.
Thanks,
here.
Joe.
All right. Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate your call. And we got other folks online. Get right to them and to you, too, here on KGMI Connects. Whatever's on your mind, 360-676-5464.
We all have our go-tos, right? The doctor you trust, the dentist you rely on, the restaurant you love. What makes them your go-to? It's trust, isn't it? Hi, this is Dan from Bellingham Automotive, your go-to for auto repairs in Whatcom County since 1991. Whether you're using your car for ride-sharing, delivery services, mobile office, maybe just a taxi for your kids and their friends, or it's just personal transportation, we're here to keep you on the road. We're proud to have a team of technicians and service advisors who have been with us for years. They can help you find that strange noise or figure out what that warning light is trying to tell you. They can perform regular maintenance to keep your car up to date and your new car warranty intact. We know you're busy, so we also offer a local shuttle service and an after-hour drop-off and pickup options to help take the hassle out of your auto repair. So if you don't have a trusted go-to for your vehicles, please give us a call at 360-676-5200. Or visit bellinghamautomotive.com to schedule an appointment.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
KGMI wants to put a grand in your hand. You could be one word away from a chance to win $1,000.
That's right. Just listen each weekday to KGMI for the keyword during the 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours.
Then go to the Grand in Your Hand contest page at mybellinghamnow.com before midnight and enter each keyword for your chance to win $1,000.
We'll have four keywords each weekday so you can increase your chances of winning by entering all four every day we play the contest.
You already listen to KGMI for the latest local news and discussion of the latest issues. Now you can win $1,000 while you do it.
A Grand in Your Hand is brought to you on KGMI by Niederhouse of Luxury, Whatcom County's newest fine jewelry store, next to Lombardi's on Bellwether Way.
A Grand in Your Hand is back on KGMI.
Get details at mybellinghamnow.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Good to have you with us here on this Thursday afternoon, and let's go right back to the phones. Rich in Ferndale joins us. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Joe. How's it going?
Good, good. What's on your mind today?
Well, they're uncried tears, friend. You know, he's kind of on the right track. He's describing a perfect earth where you don't need money. People do what they do for each other. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have profit. No one's greedy. See, that's not reality, though. We have what I call a sinful earth. That you might remember this if you grew up in the church. The people are sinful by nature. They're not good all the time. That's why we have laws and jails to punish the bad people and to deter bad things. So, and his uncried tears, I think, is unrepentant, unforgiven sin. So in the Christian faith, Jesus forgives you from your sins. He cries those tears for you. That is what grace is. You don't deserve it, but you don't have to live in grief as this man is doing. That's what he's doing, living in grief. And the world is full of grief. I mean, wars, and there's good people, but they have to work to be good. It's your default setting is to be greedy and take and
you think?
Not necessarily be nice. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I don't think that's
sure,
the
Joe.
Case.
That's no. Why we have laws, Joe. Joe's laws prevent this behavior. This is why we have
right,
law.
But,
in a perfect world, you don't need law.
But, you know, lawbreakers, by and large, are outside the norm. And it's not because there are laws,
that's
but
true,
I think
but because
most
the
people...
Laws stop many.
Well, because most people, I think, go about their day and they have no desire to infringe on those basic tenets of social harmony. I mean,
well, there's no really way to know that because we don't have any place really where there's no law. See, to study this, you would have to go somewhere with no law, wild frontier. You're your own law. That's how you would study this. And in like the Old West, let's say,
yeah.
You are on your own. A lot of bad stuff happened.
Well, but a lot of good stuff happened,
but...
and more good stuff happened than bad stuff. Otherwise, it would just be a bunch of, it would be just gangland out here, you know?
I mean, criminal organizations are.
I mean, it would be warlords everywhere instead of any kind of organized, and even in those situations, it seems that there's a, that people organize themselves in a society, in a group. That functions to one degree or another. Now, I'm not saying.
I can't remember what's original
that?
Topic was. Does your screen say what I really called about? Because I was distracted.
Squatters' rights?
Oh, yes. So interesting. Governor DeSantis. So we have this problem in America with squatters' rights. People can take over your home if they're there, more like, say, a vacation home or a property up in the woods that you don't go to. They can take it over and they have rights to be there after 30 days. These are old laws from way back. So to fix this, you simply change the law. No more squatters' rights. No more. Being there without permission or owning it or something. So Florida passed a law, no more squatters' rights. End of story. Somebody breaks into your house, You were gone for a week, call the cops, get him out, it's done. This is so simple. And we have these people that, you remember, new, I can't remember where it was. There was news stories recently. Was it California? Where, I mean, just horrific. This lady had a restraining order against her to go to her own house because the squatters had more rights than she did. It was on the internet.
They don't have more rights. There just happened to be an article that the Seattle Times actually published today about this issue, and it finds that there aren't squatters' rights. There's nothing in law that says.
Ask a realtor; they'll tell you all about it.
Well, then they're misinterpreating this because
realtors.
There are some meager. The article says there's some meager legal. And these are quoted from experts or people in this field. Meager legal protections. A homeowner can't just go change the locks or go in with a gun and order squatters off the property. They have to go through legal channels, but. Squatters
right,
don't
wrong.
Automatically, that somebody breaks into your house and starts living there, they don't automatically take ownership of that in 30 days. There's nothing
they have the
in
right
law
to be
that
there.
Says that.
Yes,
no,
yes they do.
They
yes,
don't.
There is, Joe.
They don't. No.
That's why this owner
That's the myth that's being, but
I don't have a problem
with a law that says that you can get the sheriff's office or whoever to
right.
come and evict someone, but I think that's fine. I think... A property owner should be
and
protected.
It's real,
but...
Joe. So the article you read is not correct or it's very out of context. These people
right,
can,
okay.
in a certain amount of time, control your property, and you have to go through a 90-day process in court to get rid of these people and pay lots of money. It's very expensive. I know people have done it. Realtors have done it.
Okay.
When you sell a property.
Send
them
my way. I'd like to hear their stories about how they've had to go through
this
process.
Well, I can tell you a story about a neighbor down the road.
Okay. Well, if it's happening here, I that would be great. I'd like to hear their story. If this,
my neighbor's dad died. He lived in the house. It belonged to his father. He lived there for free for a long time. The state seized the property for the care of the elderly man. The state then auctions it off to investors, anybody, to recover money for his care in the home.
Uh-huh.
And this son who lived there, they could not get rid of him. The new owner spent 3 months and $35,000 through the sheriff's office and the courts to physically, legally remove him because he had rights as a long-time
Well, that's a different situation than somebody just coming in and taking over a property and claiming that they have ownership. I mean, and that's a whole different can of worms.
Well, they don't think they claim they have ownership, Joe. They claim they have the right to be there. It's not about ownership. It's about being there and doing what they want.
Okay.
And making the property owner go through exorbitant hoops and time and effort, and that's wrong. And it's a simple fix just by changing the law. And then the police can come when the owner calls, say, hey, this person has no permission to be here. They're squatting. Get rid of them. Okay, good.
Well, as long as that person can prove that they have ownership of it. You know, I mean, that's
pretty
the thing.
Easy.
You
county
have to,
records, Joe. Right. County records show who owns what. Very simple. On the internet.
Like I said, Rich, it's not, this is not a rampant issue. This is not happening in scores and scores of homes or towns or what have you. This is
happening more. No, it is happening.
I don't have a problem with there being a law in the books, but ultimately, I mean, we get so balled up about these little issues. If this happened to one person in New York, I guess this is one of the article points to one of these situations. So it happens to a couple of people, and it's turned into this national issue and this screaming headline of squatters taking over homes. It's this fear. It's this the sowing of fear about issues that I object to. I think it's the wrong way to conduct our discourse in this country. But thanks, Rich. We'll take a quick break. We got a full line, so we'll get right to other folks and be right back here on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Ready to build that new home? Do you want precision site preparations, seamless drainage systems, and sturdy house foundations? Honkoop Gravel is your answer. Experience is the difference of their full-service civil contractors and state-of-the-art heavy equipment. With over 45 years of service, they ensure quality done right the first time. Honkoop Gravel, the professional team you want for your next project. In Linden or at honkoopgravel.com.
Get ready to roll the dice for a chance at $100,000 in cash. That's right. For our 22nd anniversary on April 27th, we're giving 30 lucky winners a chance at over $100,000 in cash and other prizes. Claim one free daily entry. Play our free online game at silverreef.erewards.com to win even more entries. The results are in, and you voted us best casino and best steak in the Northwest. Thank you all for your support. Silver Reef Casino Resort, located off I-5, exit 260. We've got that.
What does your dream getaway have? Luxury hotel rooms, elegant suites, and relaxing spa? We've got that. World-class Wine Spectator award-winning steakhouse? We've got that. Washington's premier golf destination? We've got that. How about the newest slots, table games, and exciting promotions? Oh yeah, we've got those too. Visit Silver Reef Casino Resort and hit the getaway jackpot. Silver Reef Casino Resort, located off I-5, exit 260. We've got that.
If you've ever shopped those chains and big box stores for carpet and flooring, you know there's limited selection and you'll wait weeks for delivery and installation. Discover the true difference at Carpet Liquidators. Our warehouses are full of brand name carpet and flooring, including Mohawk Smart Strand Silk Forever Clean, and all in stock, on sale, and ready for immediate delivery and installation. Carpet Liquidators, locally owned and operated since 1988 with seven Western Washington locations.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Rest easy in a cool home this summer. Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical to add AC to your existing system for as little as $140 a month. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Thanks for being with us here on this Thursday. Tim and Everson joins us. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Tom. One quick comment on sowing fear. I do totally agree with you. And it does definitely happen on both sides. I mean, Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. He's a rapist, an insurrectionist, a Russian spy, a fraudster. So, I mean, unfortunately, fear is part of our politics right now. But the reason I called, and it's not to be demeaning, because I think Doug is a really good guy. I think he should have been a flower child.
Maybe he was. I don't know his age, but yeah.
And grown up in that era. But, you know, the thing that killed me is he said we'll have I'm going to paraphrase here, and I hope not to mischaracterize his words, but he said we should be able to do what we want when we get up and love our job. If we want to go play music in the town square, then, you know, that's what we do. That's just not real life. I don't ever see, maybe in an afterlife, that would be something we could do, but that's not life. There's people that have to clean the sewers, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even if you're doing something you love, say you start a business doing something you love, there are aspects to that business that you're going to find to be drudgery, whether it's doing the books or, like you say, sweeping the floors or whatever. Shoveling the you-know-what. I mean, you might love the overall activity or what you're doing, but there are aspects to it that are difficult and unpleasant, and you just do them as part of it. And you're right. I mean, you can't just go and, you know, leap through the flowers if that's what makes you happy, because sooner or later you're going to get tired, you're going to get hungry, you're going to have to find something to eat, and that's a whole process too. If you don't have the wherewithal to go to the store and buy it, then you got to hunt it or gather it or what have you. Yeah.
And like I said, I don't mean to be demeaning to Doug.
I kind of
know where he comes from, but life is rough. You know?
Yeah.
What did I hear a million times now? A fair is where you go see the pigs and cows. life isn't fair.
Yeah. What is it? What was the quote? Who said life is nasty, brutish, and short? A quotation from Thomas Hobbes.
That's kind of negative.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all right. Thanks, Tim.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Jim in Bellingham. Hey, Jim.
How's it going, Joe?
All right. How are you doing?
Oh, a little worse after hearing Tim from Everson, because, you know, we all realize that reality is reality. And as the Young Fresh Fellows wrote on their song, No Help at All, the summer of loving got burned in the oven and there's no one left to say the word, you know. So yeah. They also said at the start of that song, it said, if you could see what I see, if you could even open up your mind, the nightmares inside you, the futures that fried you would catch you from behind. So that's our friends out there that, you know, say that Doug is great, but he's unrealistic. Well, he kind of is, given the country we live in. But that's no reason to quit, because we know the rich will just screw us into the ground even more with the assistance of people that are not so rich but have privileges of whiteness. And so I'm not saying all white people are bad or good, but I'm not saying any race. There's ethnicities. They all have good and bad in them. But what I wanted to mention, that your guest on Dennis Prager here said there was a tectonic shift to the Republicans, the property party. And as we know, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on disability getting that awful check from the government, and I paid into my taxes for 11 years. And so Donald Trump has explicitly said he wants to cut Social Security. So if people are hopefully getting aware of these things, they'll realize that both parties are funded by the big billionaire, multimillionaire donors who don't want things to go for the little guy. They want to create a third world country. And I'll also mention that I was going to talk about Venezuela a little bit. Okay. There is BDS on Israel. There was a group, an organization or a movement that was, boycott, divest, and sanction Israel. And there was great resistance to that from especially the very wealthy Jews, not dissing on all Jews, but they supported it because they don't want Israeli businesses to suffer. And in what we find in Venezuela is we, the United States, sanction every country we can, including Venezuela, and they've killed 30,000 to 40,000 people died, estimate of lack of medicine, which is part of the sanctioned program. So, you know, the United States walks around with a big billy club all over the world. We have 850 bases. You know, why are they there? It's okay. To keep the labor cheap and the resources coming in, which are, you know, the same thing as what we all need for our computers and all that. We have no regard for the people of those countries. And, you know, I'm saying this is all unsustainable anyway, because, you know, we need eco-socialism is what I'm saying. So,
okay. All right, Jim.
You know, I made my point. I'll talk about more. But Venezuela, you know, had...
Your point about Venezuela, I mean, it's a government that that ours is opposed to. And so, yeah, sanctions, we've imposed sanctions on that country and won't trade with it. And it has, you know, fallen into, you know, into a mess economically. But then we have to recognize, too, that that is likely partly at least what's driving the immigration from Venezuela here to the United States. I mean, where are people going to go? Where they perceive there to be opportunity? And Venezuelans make up a pretty good percentage of those who are showing up at our southern border. But thanks, Jim. Appreciate your call. Let's go to John in Ferndale quick. Hi, John.
Hey, Joe. At least Jim's not talking about Stalin. So he's an eco-socialist now. That's better than being a full-on commie.
Okay.
So we've made progress with young Jim. But it is concerning that you know, Trump wants to cut Medicare, Social Security. He wants to get rid of Obamacare. He's talking about jailing the January 6th committee members now, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, and at the same time that he wants, you know, he's telling people what he's going to do. And he's just setting up this fascist America. He's going to let out the January 6th rioters, the insurrectionists. They're not hostages. But see, it's also a message to all of his hardcore MAGA fans, because the thing is, there are a few Republicans left, a few dinos, but it's the Trump party now. He's sending a message: I'm going to pardon you for whatever crimes you commit in my name. They're already talking about repealing the 22nd Amendment, this Project 2025. Okay. People want to make it so that he can serve a third and a fourth term.
Oh, wow.
Joe, okay. I mean, this is really serious and scary, and it's not just hyperbole. But the thing is, Biden is winning in the polls. Trump is showing us every day as he loses control of his mind and his facilities and his ability to speak and to put together a coherent argument. I mean, just think about it. He's arguing in front of the Supreme Court that he should have full and complete immunity, that the president should. But that would go to Biden. It wouldn't skip Biden. Biden's the president now. So he would have total immunity. I don't want Biden to be king. I don't want Trump to be king. No one is above the law. Thank you so much for letting me speak, Joe.
All right, John, thanks for your call. And let's see, quick before we take a break, Ken in Linden joins us. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
Good, good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, there's in New York City, 8 individuals from Venezuela, illegals, and one of them suspect the murder, and the other 7 are with armed robbery and firearms, and they've let him out of jail. No bail. No bail whatsoever.
Okay.
And that's just completely against our rules.
Okay. That was from, a few weeks ago or something like that. I'll have to look at what the situation
last week
was on that. Okay.
Last week.
Oh, these were the ones, these were the migrants who were accused of the rioting, and didn't they attack a police officer or some police officers or something in an incident? I forget exactly what that was. But
and there was another one that was convicted, or not convicted, but it.
Okay.
Was awaiting jail for murder, and
that sounds like a failure of a judge's judgment there. But okay.
Well, it was their attorney general who let them all off with no bail.
Okay. All right.
That's just terrible.
Okay. Well, look into that a little bit more, see what how that's all progressed, and we'll take a quick break and be back with more. 360-676-5464. We'll hear from Robert and Jack, and we'll have time to squeeze your call in, too, here on KGMI Connects.
Join the 2024 Whatcom County Home and Lifestyle Show April 12th through 14th. Enjoy a jam-packed weekend full of fun events and inspiration for the whole family. Over 200 booths will showcase all that Whatcom County has to offer in home and lifestyle. And new this year is free admission. Plus, don't miss Whatcom County's first ever professionally sanctioned barbecue competition, Saturday and Sunday. Competitors from all over the Northwest will compete for the title of Grand Champion and a $6,000 prize purse. And you get to taste your way through the event. Bring the family out to Fairhaven Floors Family Day from 11 to 4 with face painting, balloon animals, and meet Cinderella and Spider-Man. Plus, see the Reptile Man, a Lego building session with Lego Masters contestant Brad Bergman, and the Young Entrepreneurs Market, the Whatcom County Home and Lifestyle Show, presented by the BIAWC and sponsored by Judd & Black, April 12th through 14th at the Northwest Washington Fairgrounds. More info at BIAWC.com.
Hey, it's Les Schwab Tires. Right now, save up to $80 instantly, plus $50 with financing for a total of $130 off a set of four select tires. Our spring tire sale is a gift to say congrats, you made it through winter. Now you can swap out those winter tires for a fresher set at a lower price. Book an appointment online today. Les Schwab Tires, ranked number one by Forbes for customer service and auto repair and maintenance. Limited time offer while supplies last. Terms and conditions apply. See leschwab.com/sale for details.
The average family throws out $1,500 of food every year. That's a lot. Imagine what you could do with extra cash. There are simple ways to reduce your food waste and increase your savings. It starts with a meal plan, a menu, a shopping list, and ends with a little creativity, fresh recipes, ingredient swaps, and new kitchen skills. Get tips to reduce food waste and make your dollar go further. Know the cost. Go to usefoodwell.org to learn more.
DeWard & Bodie's Bellingham Outlet Center on Hannigan Road just received new truckloads of Ding & Dent appliances, and the floor is stocked with deals on refrigerators, laundry sets, dishwashers, ovens, and more. Score deep discounts because of factory blemishes and dents, sometimes not even visible. Other times, well, the bigger the dent, the bigger the savings. Every appliance is covered with a full factory warranty. Plus, get no interest financing with no money down. Make DeWard & Bodie's Outlet on Hannigan Road your stop for appliance deals this weekend.
Need a job? Full-time, part-time, and seasonal jobs are available now at HireMeWa.com. HireMeWa.com is your hyper-local job board. It's free and easy to use, and you can even upload your resume and let business owners find you. HireMeWa.com, the go-to job board for Northwest Washington, powered by this Cascade Radio Group station and by HF Sinclair. HF Sinclair Puget Sound Refinery in Anacortes is looking for a process operator. There's great pay and benefits. For details on this and other job openings, head to HireMeWa.com today.
Taking your calls live on KGMI Connects.
360-676-5464.
I guess the issue there, the case that Ken was talking about, I suspect, was this issue of squatters. And now we're back to squatters. But they were found squatting in a residence in New York City. They were arrested. Two different judges released six of the eight migrant squatters. Without posting bail, release them without making them post bail. That's against the discretion of local district attorneys. This is according to an article in Newsweek. The issue has drawn the attention of the Biden administration, which said it's critical that local governments take action to address the ongoing issue of squatters. It also discusses the Florida law signed by Governor Ron DeSantis, making it a second-degree felony for any person to unlawfully occupy or trespass in a residential dwelling and who intentionally causes $1,000 or more in damage. But this was, there were some of these squatters who were charged and held, apparently, but six of them were released without bail. I don't see anything. They were arrested on gun and drug charges. I don't see a murder suspect being among them, but just... That's what I could find right offhand, but let's go to Robert in Bellingham. Hi, Robert.
Hello. Yeah, I agree a lot with Doug, except I think he goes more to the extreme. I'm a little more of a compromiser. Like, I think money is a tool, and the problem is that our society, it kind of worships money, and I think we've lost the balance. There's some people that don't believe in it, and then there's people who their whole life is devoted to it. And I think money, you know, helps us keep track of things, helps us do the math for figuring out insurance and paying back debt and what materials you need to build a building. Because we can't, I mean, we could in a real idealistic world, we'd all know what to do. And, you know, the cement would, person would show up and out of the goodness of his heart, he'd say, yeah, this is how much cement you need to build this building. And then, you know, that kind of thing. But we kind of need something to regulate us a little bit because we're not at that point. But I think our society, what I would like to see is us not be quite so enslaved to money. Mm-hmm. I think it's a tool for business and that kind of thing. But at the same time, there's a lot of value in volunteering. There's millions of people in this country that volunteer all the time, and they're not necessarily being compensated in money, and that's part of the quality of life. I think we need to emphasize the quality of life, and many of the greatest inventors, like, you know, science inventors, innovators, business people that were innovative in the private sector, they didn't get compensated that much. Sometimes the person who founds a business loses money, and it does, the idea doesn't really take off until generations later. You know, a lot of inventors worked in poverty, and artists and so forth.
Yeah, it's true. And then someone else picks up on the idea or embellishes it somehow. I mean, you think about, there was MySpace at one time, and I'd never had a MySpace account, but I remember some of the people that I worked with had MySpace. They thought it was really great. And then all of a sudden Facebook came along and MySpace just disappeared. And Facebook, and I mean, there are ventures you can, and I'm just thinking just in a computer sense, you know, in an internet sense. I remember Netscape and had fought that, you know, battle against the Microsoft Internet Explorer and all that. Well, Netscape is not a thing anymore, but Google came along and just creamed both of them. And I think, you know, money does, and the ability to earn money, obviously, it helps to fuel innovation. It, because somebody can come up with a great idea, but then they need the wherewithal to make it happen. So how do you get people to go along with you? Just say, hey, I'm, you know, I'll give you a chicken if you do this for me. And I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we have to have some sort of medium to regulate those interactions that we have, whether it's trading our labor or our creativity, our what have you, you know, our services.
Yeah, I think we could do it with some without money. We emphasize money too much, but it is a tool for keeping track of things. But one of the big ironies I keep thinking about is Van Gogh paintings sell for millions and millions of dollars now, but Van Gogh himself hardly made any money at all off them. Mm-hmm. And he was the one that created them, but it's art dealers that are making the money now.
Right. Yeah. It was just a luck of, or, you know, bad luck of, it was fate, I guess. And there are many artists that struggle through their lives and never really see much in return for what they create. And then all of a sudden it's discovered after their lives. But then you have others who do acquire a lot and don't really seem to care about it. That's not what they do. I mean, I'm thinking like, Kurt Cobain, he was, you know, he probably couldn't care less of what he got from his art. He just did what he did. He played music and created music and struggled with his demons that eventually, you know, caught up with him and his life ended tragically. But yeah,
there's the old phrase.
Yeah, go ahead.
Money doesn't buy happiness.
Yeah, that's for sure. Some are convinced that it does, and to one degree or another, it can buy things that make your life easier and maybe make you a little happier. You can do things with money. You can travel. I mean, if you don't have any money, how would you if we didn't have a system of money, what, you know, how could you do things? I don't know, we can ponder that and kick it around. I don't know if there's a good answer.
It's a tool, and there are a lot of studies that say for personal wealth, you're happiest at about 70,000 or so, but when you make more than that, you're not necessarily happier. I think there's a median where you're happiest, and of course that doesn't count a business. A business might need more money just to run the business or to have the buildings or something, but just for your personal wealth, I think they set it at around 70,000 for it probably varies with situations and people all over the country, but you have to have, it's good to have a certain amount to be comfortable to have a place to live and stuff like that.
Right.
But once you, and unfortunately, it costs a lot to have a place to live compared to other things that used to not cost as much relative to that. Like you can buy electronics for cheap, which would have amazed people in the 60s what we can talk on cell phones and stuff. Whereas having a house back then was kind of taken for granted more, and now people can't get into a place to live. They can't afford it on two jobs sometimes or something like that.
But everything's gotten more expensive. I remember back in the early 80s, I happened to wander onto a car lot one time, and I saw like these new, I remember seeing like new Hondas and stuff like that. And they were $7,000. I thought, holy moly, who can afford that? And now that same car is how many times more than that? I mean, you're probably paying $50,000 for that model now. And it's,
yeah.
I mean, everything's more expensive. It's just the way things are. And those who think that, oh, well, you know, if we do this or that, prices will go down. Well, they're not really going to go down. And thanks, Robert. I appreciate your thoughts. And but kind of what Robert says, too, about money and being hyper wealthy, is that, does that really make you happy? I have a really good friend who she was an assistant to a wealthy guy in another state. And worked real closely with him. And I had a chance. She took me through one of his homes one time, and they had this massive collection of incredible classic cars. And the home was just incredible, just the features of it. And the kitchen, the bathroom, the shower was as big as, bigger than the studio I'm in right now, that's for sure. And And she told me one time that he told her that, all I do is write checks all day. It's really not that rewarding. But hope you have a great rest of your Thursday. We're back tomorrow. KGMI Connects, 4 o'clock. Hope you'll be here and share your thoughts. And until then, take care and cry some of those uncried tears, I guess.